Good morning. This is a morning about journeys and discoveries. The journeys of these magi. The upcoming journey again of Mary and Joseph, and now their little one, as they get ready very quickly after this story to flee to Egypt. And the journeys that we are all on. Mitch took a journey at 3:45 this morning to go to Chicago O'Hare to take Theo to the airport to go back to university. We've been waiting anxiously for Theo's COVID test because Adam has been quarantined, finding out that he was asymptomatic with COVID in his room all week. So the rest of us have been testing, and Theo needed a negative test to make that journey back to Canada. And he had one, and they went this morning. Take a minute to take a breath and think of your journey. Where are you right now? Where do you have to go? And from what are you coming? And while you're holding that, I wonder if you can remember a glimmer of a time when you thought you knew what might be happening next. When everything became clear for just a moment. For me, I think there was 1 second after we had gathered with Mitch's family at Thanksgiving, and Ira and Augie were able to get vaccinated and rapid tests were widely available. And we thought that together as a community after Advent, oh, we'd be together. There was one moment, a glimmer of a possibility when we knew what was happening. It was slippery, that moment. Perhaps like all moments when things become clear, like all moments when beauty breaks through the glaze and haze of ordinary life, like waking from a dream. But in those moments, no matter how slippery or how fleeting, we can tell that something is right. Maybe something has grown or shifted within us. Maybe an epiphany has occurred. Today, we celebrate that ancient story of the Magi following the star, trusting their intuitions and the cosmic map that are ushering them forward. Those Magi carry gifts in their arms, and they make the long journey in the unknowing of night's embrace. And we too are making a long journey, a collective planetary long journey through illness and destruction, a long journey in the unknowing of night's embrace. And in addition to that journey that everyone on Earth has been going through in this pandemic and will continue to go through in the climate crisis, we are each also walking our own journeys, the private and vulnerable ones that few may know. Journeys that, unless you are in the small group of someone, and maybe not even then, unless you are in the right place and the right time, we don't know. We may not know each other's sorrow or joy or the million beautiful and terrible things that might and do happen. Frederick Buechner has that beautiful line, "This is the world. Welcome to the world. Beautiful and terrible things will happen. Don't be afraid." This, my friends, is the message of Christmas, the lesson of that vulnerable baby that we have just finished waiting for and have received. It is the message, too, of the journey of the Magi. And along with the beautiful and terrible things, we come with treasure. We each carry treasure, gifts. Christine Vautner's painter says that we were imprinted with these gifts the moment we were breathed into by the source of all life and all gifts. These treasures that we carry are ours to give away freely and generously, and we will never discover their purpose by holding them close in our tight grip, We can only unwrap them by sending them out into the world. And in this way, they multiply. Now, perhaps you don't know what your gifts are or what the journey is for or to. Well, I think you're in good company this day, because our story tells that these magi, they didn't know how long they were going to be traveling for, or even exactly where they were going or who they were going to see. They knew it was an important journey, but for why or what reason, we can only guess. I imagine it was that kind of knowing that is fleeting and slippery, something that could be easily lost. And the Magi walked, or rode camels. We don't know how far. We imagine across a desert and at night, because they're following a star, but not a star like those, like the one on top of my Christmas tree or the blazing one across a Hallmark card, a star only the Magi noticed. We know that this star was only noticed by them because of King Herod's reliance, his dependence on the Magi. Matthew Meyer Bolton in his Brave New World podcast says that all the blazing stars of Christmas obscure the drama in this story. The drama about a child at risk of assassination. And the only reason they don't kill this child is because Herod and his people can't read the night sky like the Magi do. To them, it's just thousands of meaningless points of light. They're not making connections. It is notable that this star is only something that outsiders can see and discern. Outsiders with important gifts. Gifts of gold for a monarch, frankincense for a great priest, and myrrh for one who will suffer. And right from the start, King Herod, we read, actually King Herod and all of Jerusalem are afraid and are plotting to kill him. The fleetingness, the slippery nature of this revelation of God, Bolton points out, is one of the biblical author of Matthew's signature moves. That author likes the hiddenness of Christ, the small and unnoticed ways that God slips into the world. The Almighty as a defenseless child, the all-powerful as vulnerable flesh that can be wounded, just like yours and mine. The author of the universe, the giver of all good gifts, as a baby in Mary's arms. Welcome to the world, Jesus. Beautiful and terrible things will happen. Don't be afraid. And these magi, they know something. They don't know everything. They have general guidance, the star. But for the daily steps, it's one foot in front of the other. And they have only to rely on what they know right now, their best guess with the information at hand. And so we too have to ask, how will we get where we are going? What is it we need to do? And Mary Oliver says, that is just the point. How the world, moist and beautiful, calls to each of us to make a new and serious response. That's the big question. The one the world throws at you every morning. Here you are, alive. Would you like to make a comment? And we make these journeys and we carry these gifts, and we might ask ourselves, have we been traveling with intention or reacting to what has come our way? What do we need to hold on to or let go of or perhaps find in order to take the next step in this unknowing? There was a January for me, 10 years ago, an epiphany season where I found myself on a journey that was completely unknown and unexpected. There was a January 10 years ago in my life before my life that was now. Isn't that the way it is for so many of us? Times before the thing and times after. But in my life before, I was married and I felt like my marriage had a stroke. One half of it just stopped working. My husband at the time said he no longer wanted to be married. The solid surface I was standing on became a slippery rink of ice. I felt like I couldn't breathe. I didn't know what to trust. I couldn't see the future ahead of me. I felt like I wanted to bury my head under a pillow and disappear. I wanted to run away, to go home to Canada. And then as now, I became in that time so familiar with liminal space. That space between one thing and the next, the space full of unknown. And in the unknown of a global pandemic, or an ending marriage, or a health diagnosis, or whatever journey you are on, I hope you have people to journey with you. The Magi, we don't know how many of them there were, but we know they were not alone. And I hope some of those people who travel with you are here, part of this community. I was so grateful at that time to have people who walked with me and laughed and cried with me, who fed me and were present with me when I felt vulnerable and alone and insecure, like a baby. And in that time, not only terrible things happened, but beautiful things happened. I saw and experienced God slipping into the world. And I learned, as I have to keep learning again and again, not to be afraid. I still didn't know where I was going or how I would manage, but there was hope. Imagine if, as a college student, when I was first married, I had known what was to come, or if we had known what was to come in March of 2020, or if those Magi had known how long that journey was going to take, or if they'd known the implications of a visit to Herod, the terror of all those children being killed for one to live. They might have had second thoughts. There are small mercies in the not knowing. And I have learned again and again, as we as a community know, as we as a global planetary community know, and perhaps as the Magi knew, that traveling in the dark when you don't know what is around you is hard work. And I have learned that in the dark, there are many ways to go, thousands of paths that cannot be seen. And to make decisions in the dark can be a difficult practice. And I have learned that we can make decisions based on what might be ahead, what we hope is there, or what we fear is there. Or we can take a breath and be in the dark and rely on our senses when sight has left us, because we are not left without resources. Because beside us, next to each other in the darkness, we can reach out and we can touch. We can see and feel who is next to us. We can touch the path that is there. We can listen for the guidance of the spirit or the gentle trickle of that stream beside us that we might want to follow. It is in the darkness, using all of our senses when we're left without sight, that the desert offers a star to follow. Not a bright, magical star over the manger, but a star that is clear, a star of healing and love, a star that points in a direction we can come to hold to be true. And we can make decisions based on our deep knowing and our connections to each other and the place we are in, rather than out of fear of what we might come out to. And we can trust, with deep trust, that that journey is worth taking. And then we, like the Magi, arrive in a place that is most unexpected. The Magi are with a king unlike any other. And they cross through that doorway and they kneel and offer those gifts. And we too can kneel with this vulnerable one that came to begin an apocalypse of hope against hope. And we can see in that fleeting moment that we too have gifts to offer, the ones that we've been carrying since birth, those gifts forged in the desert, discovered on the journey, carried sometimes as a burden. And we can offer them with awe and wonder at the physical manifestation of God slipping into earth. And then after they visit Jesus, there's a dream that says they can go home by another way, a different way than they might have imagined. And we too, when we undertake these epiphany journeys in the dark, following stars that we do not understand, we might find ourselves offering gifts unexpected and returning home in a way we never imagined. What mercy is it that we can come face to face with God on earth, that the journey may take us in ways that we never expected? And what mercy is it that we can return home by a different route? What mercy is it that in the dark there are so many paths? May you find your gifts. May you offer them to the embodied, incarnate Christ, the unfindable one, the unregistered one, the unexpected one, beyond the grip of empire, beyond the grip of fear, and find in this season a journey most unexpected. So whatever deserts you encounter, whatever stars you follow, may this journey, the one we are on together, the ones you are carrying yourselves, may these journeys be blessed. Hear this blessing for those who have far to travel, an Epiphany blessing by Jan Richardson. If you could see the journey whole, you might never undertake it, might never dare the step that propels you from the place you have known to the place you have not. Call it one of the mercies of the road that we see it only by stages, as it opens before us, as it comes into our keeping, step by single step. There is nothing for it but to go, and by our going, to take the vows the pilgrim takes, to be faithful to the next step, to rely on more than the map, to heed the signposts of intuition and dream, to follow the star that only you will recognize, to keep an open eye for the wonders that attend the path, to press on beyond distractions, beyond fatigue, beyond what would tempt you from the way. There are vows that only you will know, secret promises for your particular path, and the new ones you will need to make when the road is revealed by turns you could not have foreseen. Keep them, break them, make them again. Each promise becomes part of the path. Each choice creates the road that will take you to the place where at last you will kneel to offer the gift most needed, the gift that only you can give before turning to go home by another way. Amen.